Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about an animal that had a difficult time giving birth, and we're going to learn the same thing in this Mishnah, but in regard to a different halacha. Hamavkeres. Here we're talking about a animal giving birth to a pchar, in other words, a firstborn male. And what's happening is the animal is not coming out. There's tsaris here. So if we're not going to cut the animal coming out, then the mother is going to die. But the problem is that this is a pchar that's about to be born. It's like the Mishnah, one can still do what would have to be done in such a case. Again, it's a pchar, meaning that this animal never had a baby before. Mechatech, the person may cut up, aver, limb by limb, as they come out. Umashlach leklav, may throw it to the dogs. Wait a second, you can't do that to a pchar. And the answer is it's not a pchar until it's born. And it's not considered born unless you have one of two things. Roiv did not come out, or the head did not come out. If roiv of the animal came out, it's called born. Or if the head came out, like we learned in the previous mission, even if roiv did not come out, it's considered born. We'll soon see, Bez Hashem, what that means, that roiv came out. Agav, I'm sure you know, normally what do we do with the pchar? The firstborn boy, cow, sheep, or goat? You give it to the kayan. And if it dies before, it's aser bahana. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that the kiddush of pchar does not take effect until it's officially born. And that's learned, explains the Batanur, from the pasuk of Asher Yevaled. That will be born. So before the pchar was born, the person can do this. In order to save the mother, he cuts up the limbs, little by little. And at that point, it has no kiddusha, so he could feed it to the dogs. Vayter says in Mishnah, Yatzer Rubai, but if most of the fetus, again, the fetus is the unborn animal, comes out before being cut off. Now, the Batanura stresses something over here. We already mentioned that if most of it comes out, it's considered born. But that means most of it came out at once. We don't say, if it's coming out one limb at a time and it keeps cutting it, that, oh, I'm keeping cheshbon, now it's roif. The problem is if most came out at once. Ke'echad, says the Batanur. So if most taka came out, at one time, or as you cover, then it has to be buried. You can't feed it to the dogs, because once most of it comes out, the unborn animal is considered, at this point, born. And it has a kedusha of pchar, and the pchar is aser bahana. The niftarim in a pchayra, but in either case, whether this unborn baby had to be cut limb by limb, whether most of it came out before being cut, the next baby that is born to this animal does not have a din of a pchar. We don't say, the first one wasn't really a baby, so the second one should be a pchar. No. It is no longer peterechem, the first of the womb. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Chulin Perik Dalid Mishnah Beis. We learned about an animal that never gave birth before, that's having problems. The only way to save the mother's life, it's not that it's done as an achzorius, is that as the baby is coming out, because the baby wasn't coming out good, was to cut off aver. The shaila is, what can you do with it? And the answer is, you can feed it to your dogs because it doesn't have the kedusha of pchar yet. If most of it came out, and that means, as explained, most of it came out at one time, not that he kept cutting it as it's coming out. Or for that matter, its head came out, then it is considered born. And memela, you cannot throw it to the dogs because a pchar is aser bahana. Again, if it's coming out one aver and he cuts it, another aver and he cuts it, he can continue giving it to the dogs. We don't say, well, eventually roiv of it came out. It's only if roiv came out at the same time, then the halacha is that he has to bury it. And the next animal that's going to be born, whether most of it came out or most of it did not come out, whether the head came out or the head did not come out, but the next animal that is going to be born does not have a din of a pchar. Because in order for the animal to be a pchar, that has to be given to a kayan. Again, the pasuk says peterechem. Peterechem means it opened the womb. It's the first thing to be born. And whether the first animal was officially born or not, al pi halacha, but the second animal is no longer what's opening the womb.